Constraints on ultralight axions, vector gauge bosons, and in particles from geodetic and frame dragging effects, by Tanmay Kumar Poddar. The geodetic and frame dragging effects are the direct consequences of the spacetime curvature near Earth, which can be probed from the gravity probe B satellite. The satellite result matches quite well with Einstein's general relativistic result. However, there is uncertainty between the results of general relativity and the gravity probe satellite. The gyroscope of the satellite, which measures the spacetime curvature near Earth, contains lots of electrons and nucleons. Ultralight axions, vector gauge bosons, and N particles can interact with those SM particles through different operators and change the drift rate of the gyroscope. Some of these ultralight particles can either behave as a long-range force between some dark sector or Earth and the gyroscope, or they can behave as a background oscillating dark matter fields, or both. These ultralight particles can contribute to the uncertainties in the measurement of drift rate of the gyroscope obtained from the GR and GPB results, and we obtain bounds on different operator couplings. The bounds on the couplings obtained in this paper are stronger than any other bounds available in the literature. These ultralight particles can be promising candidates for dark matter, which can be probed from the measurements of geodetic and frame dragging effects. This was Constraints on Ultralight Axions, Vector Gauge Bosons, and N Particles from Geodetic and Frame Dragging Effects, by Tanmay Kumar Poddar.